When I'm asked about churches and how to select a church, I am reminded that there are two aspects of this question. One is, when we're attending a church, what should we look for? And two, when we're serving or ministering in a church, what should we look for? And the two questions are related. Sometimes they overlap, but oftentimes they're different and the answers will be different. So for instance, when we're asking about attending a church, we need to make sure that the church is a healthy church. Ninemarks.org has a list of different marks of what it means for a church to be healthy. One, of course, would be biblical and gospel-centeredness. That's part of what it means to be a healthy church, but the list at ninemarks.org serves as a rubric so we can make sure that we are selecting a healthy church to attend. In addition to that, we want to make sure that the church that we're attending is purpose-driven, that there's a purpose for why we're meeting, that it's not just a club, but that there's a mission, a purpose for the church, and that it's clearly defined, that the people at the church know why they're there, know why they're participating and serving in the church. That's really important. And a third aspect is it a simple church? Now, some may disagree on this point, but I think it's important that churches are not so complex and loaded down with programs that they become so sluggish and lose sight of what a church is supposed to be. And so the book Simple Church goes into this in detail, but the idea is that church should be simple enough for us to know what we're doing there, why we're there, how do we plug in, how do we grow, how do we serve. Those simple questions we should be able to answer right away and not be in a church that is so sluggish and loaded down with programs where people are pulled and divided in all kinds of directions that it's confusing why we're even there. Of course, the other side of this question is, how do we pick a church to serve in or minister in? Now, this is a lot more complicated of a question, because ideally, if we're serving as a pastor or a leader, if we feel called to serve in those ways in the church, to lead a ministry, you would hope that the church that you'd attend meets all those criteria, that you'd want a healthy church, you'd want a purpose-driven church, you'd want the church to be understandable, simple, comprehensible, so that you would enjoy going to the church you're serving in. But the question is complicated because oftentimes we serve in churches that aren't exactly healthy, that need help, right? A church that has gone through transition, a church that has gone through conflict, a church that may be split, or maybe it's a new church that's just starting and doesn't have the leadership that it needs. Maybe it's an established and older church that isn't reaching a certain segment of the community, a certain age group, a certain demographic. And so when we're picking a church to serve in, it's a much more complicated question. I would say that the most important factor is, where does that church stand in terms of its commitment to Jesus Christ, to the Scriptures, and how does it see its mission? In other words, does the church uphold the divinity of Christ? Do they honor Christ in all the ways possible? Does it attribute grace as the cause of our salvation, or not? Is it more man-centered, right? And how committed is it to the Scriptures? Do they have a central place for preaching and teaching? Or is that secondary to people just sharing ideas and how they feel? Although those things are important, where do the Scriptures play a part in that church's life? And of course, you know, what is God's mission in that church? Is it seen as God calling us by His grace? Or is it seen as man-centered and man-driven? And that affects the methodology that that church uses. Now, when selecting a church, we of course want it to be Trinitarian. That it recognizes God, His power, His love, recognizes Jesus Christ, His sacrifice on the cross, His resurrection, His ascension, and also the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit who indwells, the Holy Spirit who empowers, teaches, corrects, guides. A lot of churches are not Trinitarian. They either reject Christ, or if they don't reject Him, neglect His role and emphasize another aspect of the Trinity. Or other churches might neglect the role of the Holy Spirit. And in both of those cases, the churches are more Binitarian than Trinitarian. And so when selecting a church to serve in, it might not be the healthiest church. There will be areas where you as a leader in the church will need to help that church grow. But it's important to get these fundamental basics agreed upon. And before you go into a church, you know where they stand in terms of Jesus Christ, in terms of the Scripture, in terms of mission, in terms of the Trinity. Those central areas are crucially important to determine whether or not you'll be able to serve in that church, because some of those things can change. It's true. If you serve already in a church where something is a little bit off there, those things can change. The DNA of a church can change, but it often takes years to do that after years of biblical training and adjusting people's worldview. But when you're coming in as an outsider from the very beginning, you want to make sure that you have some fundamental agreement with where that church stands on those areas. So these are just a few areas to think about when selecting a church, whether attending and deciding to become a member of a church and or serving in a church as a leader or a pastor.